Hey, okay, so pay attention. What do you mean pay attention? I'm so poor I can't even afford to pay attention. Pay attention. It's Thursday, April 3rd. This is a additional installment of the fundraising podcast marathon. We're $30 away from making our goal. The race is Saturday morning. So that essentially means we have 24 hours to make up 30 more dollars. So I'm going to do one more podcast and I'm just going to keep playing until $30 gets donated. I won't be able to tell. My screen won't refresh automatically. I need an assistant. But anyway, I'm going to play some songs by a little known, nowadays little known singer who was relatively popular back in the 1970s. He called himself Lobo. His real name was Kent Lavoie. He wasn't a big influence on popular music, but for some reason when I was 10 years old, I was drawn to his songs, most of which he wrote himself. Not this first one. Well, yes, this first one he did, but not the second one I'm going to play. Anyway, we're going to play some Lobo songs. And I'm just going to keep playing Lobo songs until we're at $2,500. So, you know, one of you just donate 30 bucks, or two of you get together, donate 15 apiece. Or six of you get together and donate $5 apiece. I don't care. 15 of you. Call each other on the phone. Get on Facebook. Form a group. All of you give $2. And then we're there. Okay, this first song is called A Little Different. And so is this podcast.
Once upon a boyhood time, the circus came to town. I remember church-going people talking the carnies down. Misfits of society, that's what they said to me. So I sneaked up close and I watched them work, and I found that actually, you know, they laughed a lot. They sang out loud. The way they walked made them look kind of proud. A little different from you, a little different from me, a lot like the man who walked through Galilee. Mr. and Mrs. Goldstein moved in next door to us. The neighbors were indignant. They put up quite a fuss. Yeah, the neighborhood had gone to pot, and they had worked so hard. So I sneaked up close and I peeked through the fence, and I watched them through the yard. You know, they laughed a lot and they sang out loud. The way they walked made them look kind of proud. A little different from you, a little different from me, a lot like the man who walked through Galilee. Well, everyone is different, but everyone's the same. And we're all riding round in circles on life's mysterious train. What if other people thought that way of you? They said he's too weak for the circus. He's too dumb to be a Jew. Just a plain old Joe in a wash and wear suit, wasting his life away. Or do they look in envy? And do what don't they say? You know, he laughs a lot. He sings out loud. The way he walks makes him look kind of proud. A little different from you, a little different from me, a lot like the man who walked through Galilee. You know, he laughs a lot. We sing out loud. The way we walk makes us look kind of proud. A little different from you, a little different from me, a lot like the man who walked through Galilee. A lot like the man who walked through Galilee.
Cazzalobo song. I could run over to the computer and check the internet now, but I have a feeling that no one has donated. Probably because these things aren't live. I have to then remaster the recording and post it online. Whatever. This next Lobo song, it was on a Lobo album called Just a Singer, because he didn't write the songs on that album. But it was one of the first songs. It was the first song I learned on guitar that wasn't taught to me by my cousins or my uncles or my family. It was the first song that I ever listened to an album and learned to play. It's called Armstrong.
Black boy in Chicago, playing in the street, not enough to wear, not near enough to eat. But don't you know he saw it on that July afternoon? He saw a man named Armstrong had walked upon the moon. Young girl in Calcutta, barely 8 years old. The flies that swarm the marketplace will see she don't grow old. But don't you know she heard it on that July afternoon? She heard a man named Armstrong had walked upon the moon. The river's getting dirty and the wind is getting bad. War and hate are killing off the only earth we have. But the whole world stopped to watch it on that July afternoon. They watched a man named Armstrong walk upon the moon. And I wonder if a long time ago, somewhere in the universe, they watched a man named Adam walk upon the earth.
There you go. There's an interesting thought. Hey, I didn't say these were going to be the most profound songs in the world, but I'm trying to give everybody time to find a credit card that still has $2 left on it. Go to the website and give $2. If 15 people go to the website and give $2, then tra-la, we've made our goal. And we only have 24 hours or so to do this. I can't walk to the start line of that race $30 short, and I'm not giving any more money. I maxed out my matching. Somebody else needs to match everybody else who's already given. $30, how hard could it be? You can be the one who makes us get there. Okay, this song I've never played before. I just printed the chords off the internet, so...
I remember to this day the bright red Georgia clay and how it stuck to the tires after the summer rain. Willpower made that old car go. A woman's mind told me that's so. Oh, I wish we were back on the road again. Dog named Boo, traveling and living off being a free man. Well, I can still recall the wheat fields of St. Paul. And the morning we got caught robbing from an old hen. Well, old MacDonald, he made us work, but then he paid us for what it was worth. Another tank of gas and back on the road again. Me and you and a dog named Boo, traveling. Forget the day we motored stately into big LA. The lights of the city were settling down in my brain. And though it's only been a month or so, that old car's bugging us to go. We gotta get away and get back on the road again. Dog named Boo, traveling and a living off the land. Me and you and a dog named Boo, how I love being a free man. How I love being a free man.
I guess we'll see if this had any effect. The $30, it's not coming from me. Somebody out there has to step up and... You know, I now recall, in the middle of that song, I recall I tried to play that song several times in my college years, and I don't think I ever did quite figure it out, and it's obvious from the previous recording that I still haven't, but, you know, that's Kent Lobo Lavoie, writer of such other classics as Baby, I Love You to Want Me, the greatest makeout song in junior high school ever. Anyway, have a great day. Have a great Friday tomorrow. And go to johntwerzer.com or helpyourselfmusic.net. And at the top of the page, there's a link you can click on that will take you to my fundraising page. Or if you get this via email, click on the link in the email. Or if you get this via Facebook, look at the post right before or after it. Just click on the link. Give $1.50. If 20 people give $1.50, boom, we're there. I don't want to play any more Lobo songs. Have you donated yet? You'll hear more from me Sunday when we find out whether they carried me across the finish line or whether I stumbled across all by myself.